Item 774.
Amend Joint Office Homeless Services Intergovernmental Agreement with Multnomah County to authorize fiscal year 18-19 budget allocation to the Joint Office of Homeless Services.
So, colleagues, many times items are brought forth that may go relatively unnoticed by the public that underscore our commitment to providing homeownership counseling, homeownership and rental stability, and educational opportunities associated with each. The contracts brought forth today reiterate that commitment with our community partners that the City of Portland will continue to work towards providing counseling and educational opportunities for those who look to rent or want help on assessing how homeownership may be a possibility in our city. And I look forward to the Portland Housing Bureau continuing to work with our community partners on this. Today, we have, it looks like, a very top-flight panel to discuss this with us, including Interim Housing Director Shannon Callahan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor. I apologize. Carla, may I ask what a number was just read? It is 774.
774.
And that is the
amend Joint Office of Homeless Services IGA ordinance.
Okay, perfect. And Mayor, you also, I think, talked a little bit about our next item, which is 775, which is authorizing the subrecipient contracts. So if I might, I think Christian Elkin and I will talk to 774 briefly.
Good.
Which is the third year of the Joint Office IGA, in which the city will be transferring more than $34 million over to the county for the joint efforts on the homeless service system. Notably this year, the resources will be increased specifically for three different areas, one of which is more resources to transition individuals out of shelters and into permanent housing, more supportive housing services, more funding for shelter alternatives, and as well as shelter capital. Christian Elkin is here from the Joint Office Budget Office to be able to answer or address any questions you might have.
Thank you.
Commissioner Daly?
Why are you looking at me?
What are you going to do with all that money?
No. It's been a long day, y'all.
Great. Any public testimony?
Yes.
Great.
We have three people signed up.
Good. Please, let's hear from them. Save us.
Okay. We need John Hollister.
Thank you.
Shedrick Wilkins. Oh, I think Charles left. So just the two, John Hollister and Shedrick Wilkins.
Thank you both for your patience. We're trying to catch us up here, as you can probably tell. Mr. Hollister, would you like to go first, please?
Sure. My name is John Hollister, and this whole homelessness thing is just an area. Actually, I'm going to be spending some time, Commissioner Udaly, with your chief of staff to talk about that. And we had a spirited conversation on the phone that saying giving homeless people a home does not solve the problem. And I have personal experience in that. I have never been homeless, but I have two of the other big problems. I am an alcoholic and a drug addict, and I have mental health issues. And I am very fortunate to have 32 years of AA sobriety. But in that. In that 32 years, for 21 years, I was continually misdiagnosed for my mental illness, and actually given medications that actually accentuated my bipolar. And once at 21 years sobriety, when I was properly diagnosed and given the correct medication, then it didn't do the work for me, but it put my brain in a brain chemistry that made me stable enough to be able to do the work to continue on my recovery and my spiritual journey. The problem that, as I have gone around now and I'm sitting down and I'm talking to homeless people, and two come up as I spoke to Joy in the North Pearl Blocks, who is this absolute wonderful person, talks about the being beaten and on the streets and things like that, and all of her things being stolen, and just a wonderful human being, and talking to her. And then I talked to Jake, and Jake was running around swearing and things like that, and I learned on a way to de-escalate by putting my hands up and said, Jake, or I didn't know his name at that time, I go, is there anything I can do to help? And he said, they stole my cell phone. They stole my cell phone. He was very well spoken and put together great sentences and things like that. It was the cafe that stole his cell phone. And I go, tell me more. And then he kind of shifted and says, I have an army of 600,000 Mexicans that at a snap of my finger are going to be here and kill everyone in the building and their families. And I thanked him for the heads up. And but there's our problem. And in my next testimony on the next subject, I'm going to talk about the problem that 52% of our arrests are for homeless. It's not a police problem. It is the problem that they're doing that and they're arresting them because there are not enough public health officials and people trained, and they're not funding that because we can't give more money there. So more on that in a moment. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Good. Good afternoon, sir.
Okay, I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I'm kind of distraught today because I have a daughter, and when she was 20 years ago, when she was 1 year old, she had bladder cancer. And she was given X-ray radiation for cancer. And in England, they would have not done that. So England, and I've heard this, I talked last year to somebody said, and they came from England, a staff person, they don't do X-ray radiation on children either. They rely on chemotherapy. My daughter is breaking down. She's 21 now. And, well, she'll be 21 next month. And she has to have a permanent catheter, so she's breaking down. But I have asked her if she would like to come down here and try to do her hand at public speaking. I want to tell you about my daughter. My daughter was a spokesperson for Measure 50, the cigarette tax for kids that failed. When she was 10, she stood right near. She was on Oregon TV for a month, and she was standing right near Governor Ted Kulongowski, who said Measure 50 was a failed first step. She was on Oregon television. It was my idea that she auditioned for it because she's a cancer survivor. And she got to say all children have the right to see a doctor, regardless of income. And then 3 years later, Oregon, Ted Kulongowski, governor, said it's a failed first step. In 2010, the first time I ever talked in City Hall, we developed the term healthy kids, which covers 80% of all children, except for non-residents. Now, the legislature may have solved that last year with Coverall, but we still have healthy kids. And so it's kind of funny for me to think that in 10 years, I did accomplish something by asking her to audition, and she inspired me to get up here and talk. Right? And I am kind of curious to know what will happen. I think she permanently cannot work and should be on SSI. But in the wintertime, if she's sleeping in the open, she could die. And I'm talking about the Joint Task Force because I like to talk. My ex-wife doesn't. So I like to talk. And sometimes, you know, like just like healthy kids, it works. I can talk and my daughter can talk on TV and things can get going. And so I want to just say that I've talked to Commissioner Fritz about it because she's into children's issues. So I want to make sure she doesn't freeze to death. She'll probably go on SSI, and I doubt she can ever work, and she has to wear a permanent catheter. And she'll be all right now if she was walking around, but the weather's okay. Also, I'm 50 feet from the Pearl District shelter that they may make this fall. 50 feet my HUD apartment is. There, I was homeless for a year, and I, because of my age, I'm on special programs with my job.
We appreciate your perspective and wish your daughter the very best, and I'm sure with you as her dad, she's got great support.
I believe in talking. It's good to talk. Don't sit there. Try to talk to somebody like Commissioner Fred Stock and get them going.
Get it going. All right. Thank you. We appreciate that. This, of course, is an emergency ordinance, so please call the roll.
There's not enough. This is going to be...
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. We're going to put this off until next week. We'll move this as... We don't need to vote to take the emergency off. We can simply move this to second reading, correct, legal counsel?
Correct.
Good. So we'll do that. We'll move this to second reading. Just to clarify what this is... this is, of course, the IGA between the City of Portland and the Joint Office of Homeless Services. This is actually where we move the funds that were already discussed, deliberated, and voted on during the budget process. And there's also some technical changes in there as well.
One clarification.
Yes.
You said it's a second reading. It's as an emergency. It is not considered a second reading. We're just continuing
the discussion. Thank you. The same will be the case.